This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. Low cattle inventory will bring higher beef prices. We'll have more right after this.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
The USDA's biannual cattle inventory report showed the nation's cattle herd at 87.2 million head, down roughly 2% from last year. This is the lowest herd size in 73 years, and it means that we could be seeing record beef prices in the grocery store soon. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Bernd Nelson said the low numbers are all due to recent droughts.
The combination of higher input prices and drought drove farmers and ranchers to market more cattle. And not just more cattle, but more female cattle that are responsible for replacing the beef herd. Now, we're looking at a beef herd of about 28.2 million head. Amongst that, we have a calf crop that is 33.6 million. Now, this is down 2%, but it's the smallest calf crop since 1948. That's in 76 years.
Despite the low inventory numbers, Nelson said there is still a high level of cattle on feed.
So right now, cattle on feed supplies are strong. That means what we have in the pipeline for beef supplies is strong. And so that should keep prices for our consumers at the grocery stores kind of stable for the time being. But as that supply begins to dry up, that's when we're going to see beef supplies start to get tighter and tighter. And this could lead to the record prices that I think are going to occur in 2024 and 2025.
Nelson added that while some cattle producers will benefit from higher prices, tighter inventory doesn't mean good news all around.
But not all farmers are going to be seeing that. You know, when we look at guys that are trying to expand, for example, they're going to have to pay higher dollars to get their hands on cattle to expand their operation. So a little bit of a black swan event that can occur with these higher prices.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.